If it wasn't for the timely key plays by one Pella Christian senior last Friday, the Eagles are probably staying home Saturday morning, just short of a trip to Cedar Falls. Pella Christian's going back! They did just enough there, and the Eagles are headed back to the Unidome! What a game for Pella Christian! Huge underdogs on the road, and they're going to knock off undefeated Bellevue! But they are dome-bound, in large part due to the efforts on offense, defense, and special teams from Nathan DeBryan. Play action fake, throw over the middle, DeBryan camp underneath it, he has it intercepted at the 40-yard line, turns it upfield and falls ahead to the 34. Nathan DeBryan read that one all the way, and the Eagles get their fourth defensive turnover. Fake the jet sweep, throw it, they have DeBryan, it's a first down. The hold is perfect, the kick is up, and it is good. 7 for 7 on the year is Nathan DeBryan, and he gives the Eagles a 3-0 lead after he recovered his own kickoff. The performance, especially with the kicking leg, was not all that surprising, considering what DeBryan has done this season and really most of 2017. This fall, he's 9 for 9 on field goals, including along a 42, and a perfect 10 for 10 on PATs.
After it was actually my second kick right before half, but coach called us to the huddle, and we had a little prayer. And that really helped calm my nerves. And then through the third kick as well, I just recited that prayer and stuff, you know. Try to keep my heart pace at minimum and stuff. And I know my teammates were with me, so.
The senior is quick to heap praise on others. He credits his two-year holder Lawson Bruxford and long snapper Blake Veenstra for the success he's been having.
Those three kicks, it couldn't have happened without those two. Like, it was amazing.
DeBryan says for the opening kickoff against Bellevue, it was a matter of being ready for what they did on the return team. And from there, having things work out the right way to get a key recovery. DeBryan's kick is high and it is short. And it is off of the return man. It's scooped up by Pella Christian at the 30-yard line.
Coach really, Coach Nickel, our special teams coach, he really looked at the film. He believed that they had a big spot right there that we could really exploit. And he told me just try to pop it up, get it in there. Hopefully the returner would make a mistake like he did. And as soon as I popped it up, I just wanted to get downfield, get the tackle. Saw it bounce off his leg, come directly towards me. I just saw it part way, like right there. I saw one person on my right, one person on my left, and the ball was coming straight down in between them. It was perfect timing.
DeBryan has had to step into an unfamiliar role in the playoffs, with go-to receiver Jaden Heisman knocked out of action. He's moved from slot back to split end.
Amel slides back in protection for Junglin. He will look to throw sideline, and that pass is caught by DeBryan, far sideline, and he'll get out of bounds at the 15-yard line. So now, 7 seconds remaining, Pella Christian will have a great shot at a field goal here.
The overall performance against the Comets stands in stark contrast to how the playoffs ended last year, when cramps and exhaustion deflated the energy of the normally reliable DeBryan and led to missed kicks and coverages.
29-yard field goal try is no good. Wide right.
Nathan says he's been working all offseason and this week to make sure he doesn't have that kind of letdown this time with Dyke New Hartford.
Right, I started out right now. I'm already starting to hydrate, trying to hydrate as much as I can so I don't go on the ground, like you said, with those cramps and stuff. I feel like last year it was our first time to the Dome. We kind of put everything. But this year we can tell, like, it's just another game. It's just in the Dome. We're trying to treat it just like another game. Nothing fancy, nothing special.
So essentially an extra point, but he's a little offside to the left. The snap, the hold, the kick, it is up, and it is good! Pella Christian takes a 9-point lead, 9:20 remaining in the fourth quarter, 23-14. Nathan DeBryan coming through again.
DeBryan believes they need to play better than they have all season to give themselves a chance to win a state championship.
We need to be more aggressive than we've ever been. We really need to check our pad level. We need to do our job. We need to do our keys, watch our keys and stuff. And it's just, yeah, we need to play our football. If we play our football, I think we're good.
For KNIA KBRLS football, Friday nights.
7 seconds remaining from the 20-yard line. The snap, the hold, the kick, up, and it is good. As good as it gets for Nathan DeBryan, and Pella Christian adds to their lead.
I'm Andrew Schneider.